last year, when I did this last year, I've just been on a challenge where you have to complete obstacle courses over, I did 16 kilometres yesterday, and you meet these obstacles, and then sometimes you have to walk and trudge through all the mud. Yesterday I had to walk through the rain as well, that was fun. But there was a point in my challenge yesterday where I actually got stuck in the mud. I was walking through and I was being really careful because as you're walking through the mud, they've got this thing called the mud mile. And so it's a mile of mud and water. And as I was walking through, I had to be really careful because there were sections that if I stepped, the mud would come up to my thigh. Okay? And then there were other sections where I'd step and the mud would just come up to my ankles. That'd be fine. But then I'd step again and the mud would come up to my thigh. And there was a point yesterday where I got stuck in the mud up to my thigh. Someone had to help me out and I took the next step. And what happened? The same thing happened. And I couldn't get out of the mud by myself. And eventually I decided after about 13 kilometres of walking through the mud that I was going to walk the next 3 kilometres along beside the mud instead of in the mud, because I liked the feeling of being free, the feeling of being released from that mud. Well, this morning there's a scripture on the other PowerPoint. I don't know if you're able to switch to it, Patrick. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And I don't know if you've ever experienced this kind of freedom that the Spirit of God gives. That's all right if we can't get it up. That's all right. The Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And for me to be able to experience that freedom means that I can stand up here today and talk to you. The Spirit of God gives me the freedom to be able to let go of all my concerns about what other people think and about my own hang-ups, and to be able to let go of those and just trust where God is leading me. And so this morning we've been talking a little bit about freedom. And in the Bible, there's this scripture that is incredibly well known. It's from Psalm 139, and it says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. God made us in his image. He made us into these wonderful human beings. He loves us, and he made us in his image. And I don't know if you've noticed, but the world is quite diverse, and it's quite creative. And so you might go out and you might look at the leaves on the trees. I can see the leaves on this tree are completely different to the leaves on the tree beside it. And you think about that and you think that God made those and that God made you in his image. How incredible is that to think that you are just as diverse and creative as God? And we're each called to be free in the way that God has created us to be. But we need to use our freedom wisely. The first thing that we need to do is to be able to step into our freedom. So as we saw before, with Sophie being bound up, you know, I could have cut everything off and it would have been fine. But until Sophie chose to be free, she wasn't truly free. Until she decided to step out from that, she wasn't truly free. And when we step out into freedom, we find that our freedom releases other people as well. And I was reading earlier in the week the story of Paul and Silas. And Paul and Silas were two men that were out preaching the good news about Jesus to people that didn't know it. And they were out sharing this gospel, and then they ended up in prison because of it. And while they were in prison, while they were in chains, they sang praise to God and they shared with the people around them about God. But as they were singing and praising God, their chains were set free. But not only were their chains set free, the chains of the people around them were released as well. And that's really exciting, because as we experience freedom and as we share our freedom with other people, those other people are set free as well. And it's like our skit with Rebecca and Nathaniel earlier, how Nathaniel had the Coke and he didn't think to share it with Rebecca because he thought she might be offended by it or she might not want it. Unless we share our freedom with other people, we don't know if they want it or not. Unless we share our freedom with other people, we don't know if God's going to set them free or not as well. We have to step out and take that chance. Well, I've got some delicious things up the front here. Does anybody like chocolate? Oh, that's nice. I like that you like chocolate, but you know what? This chocolate is too good to share. I'm sorry. Does anybody like donuts? Does anybody like Krispy Kreme donuts? Yep. I've got these lovely Golden Gay Time Krispy Kreme donuts here. But I'm sorry, they're too good to share with you. So I'm just going to sit here and enjoy them. Did that it's too good to share. The good news of Jesus is good for us, and as we experience the goodness of it, we need to share it with others. The good news of Jesus, the freedom that Jesus brings, is too good not to share, and we need to be able to share it with other people. And as we share it with other people, we actually find freedom in that, and we find freedom to be ourselves and freedom to be who God created us to be. Something for us to think about as we go throughout our week. Can I pray with you this morning? Let's pray. God, thank you that you made us into wonderful people. Thank you that you created us each differently and wonderfully, that we're each unique in you, and you call us to be free in who you've created us to be. God, we just pray that your spirit would come into our lives and that it would release us to be free from the things that bind us, whether it's other people's expectations, whether it's the way other people treat us, whether it's the way we treat ourselves, God. I just pray this morning that we would be released from that, that we would be released from any addictions that we have, that we would be released from anything that we keep going back to. And God, this morning I just ask that that your spirit would help us with that, and that we would willingly choose to step into that freedom that you offer us. So God, I just thank you for your freedom this morning. I thank you that you want to release us, you want to rescue us, and that you love us. Father God, we pray these things this morning in Jesus' name. And we all said, amen. Amen. Well, I'm just going to leave my chocolate there and hopefully no one's going to eat it. We're going to skip our next song. Sorry, guys. But I wanted to just share some announcements with you this morning. I think Kelly has disappeared, though. She was going to do the announcements. That's all right. I'll jump in if I can remember what they are. You'll have a newsletter on you. If you've got a newsletter, have a read. It'll let you know what's going on. Next week, we start a series called God Never Said That. And we're looking at some of the things that perhaps we think God said, but actually he didn't. And so we're going to tackle these each week. Next week, we're looking at God wants you happy. Something for us to think about. I think he does, but does he? There's the Emergency Services Training and Information Day coming up. If you are interested in that, you can find your information on this. Sorry? Speak to Andrew about it. Okay, don't contact that email. Speak to Andrew directly. A couple of different things, so make sure you check your newsletter. But just a reminder that that next Friday night is Taco Trivia, and it's actually going to be at Eagle Hawk Salvation Army. So if you want the address for that, I've got that here. Or if you need to be dropped off there, then have a chat to us. But that's going to be at Eagle Hawk Taco Trivia. So that's our next kaboom at Eagle Hawk Corps, and we're going to be sharing with them as we do that. Is there anything else I missed, Kelly?
No, but I apologize for not being able to.
That's all right. It's all good. Okay. Well, we're going to invite you. And we learned a song the other week that we wanted to share with you, and it's called Rescuer by Rend Collective. Jacqueline, did you want to say anything about this, or do you want me just to keep talking? Just keep talking. Okay. That's all right. Oh, yes. Holiness Needing Tonight at 6 p.m. if you're able to make it. We'll just jump to the lyrics of our next song. So it's Rescuer by Rend Collective. And it talks about, here we go, he's our rescuer. We are free from sin forevermore. When we step forward into that freedom, we are free from sin forevermore. And for each of us, that freedom means different things. But we're going to sing this song this morning. I invite you to stand with us as we sing.